Kutae te wa mo Scorpio Book Spotlight e arotake ana ina puka puka papai.
Kia ora and welcome to the Scorpio Books Spotlight with Mita this morning. Good morning.
Hello.
How you going?
I am pretty good.
How's life?
Life is, you know, going strong.
Yeah, good. Now you have what looks like quite a interesting book in front of you.
Yes, no, it's very good. It's Our Hideous Progeny by C.E. McGill. And it's sort of a retelling of Frankenstein, but not necessarily in the way that you would expect.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah, so it's about his great niece. So it's about a feisty young woman in 1850s London who is very determined to be a scientist, but she has a debt-ridden husband, no noble family, and some very patronising attitudes of her peers, and so she's had very little luck. And then she discovers the diary of her great-uncle Victor Frankenstein gets struck with inspiration and seeks a way to sort of recreate his work. It's obviously sort of drawing upon Frankenstein in the same way that stories like The Silence of the Girls, which is taken from the story of the Trojan War, and Ballad of Black Tom, which I talked about last time, is taking inspiration from Lovecraft. But both of those are more retellings of the same story, whereas this one is more of it's sort of exploring the same ideas as the source material, but with a new light. So it's giving new perspectives and nuance to sort of forgotten minorities of the story. So, I mean, this one is about a young woman, which doesn't feature very much in the original Frankenstein. Like, I mean, there's a few of them, but they're very kind of just kind of there. This one is sort of, It's familial history repeating itself and taking inspiration from the original source material and creating a very, very interesting story. It's a fantastic tribute to Frankenstein. A wonderful exploration through Victorian London, and it's very sort of, it's got that perfect blend of gothic and melancholic vibes where you're sitting there and you're like, oh, I can just imagine that they're in this very dreary area while they're trying to make their mad science. And it takes you from the centre of London to the coast of Inverness, which I believe is in Scotland. And each area that they visit is very vivid and perfectly fit the emotional beats of the story as our characters are sort of travelling through it in the countryside of Europe at the same time. It's chef's kiss. It's magnificent.
Oh my God, okay, wow.
The characters of the story are very, very fun. Our protagonist is a young woman called Mary. She is very spunky. And the author has actually said that she's named for three different Marys. There was Mary Somerville, another one whose name I've completely blanked on, and then, of course, Mary Shelley, who wrote Frankenstein.
Right, yeah, of course. Yeah.
And she is just this very feisty young woman who was so frustrated with being looked down upon just because she is a young woman.
Yeah.
And she is done with constantly fighting against people who are looking down on her, and she's had to, you know, she's made achievements of her own, but in order to sort of get those achievements, she has to help men do the same thing, and so they get credited with her work.
Yeah, right.
And
right.
She just is so done with it, and it's just majestic. Assisting her, she has her husband Henry and his very egotistical friend Clark, who are both hoping to gain notoriety and win their fortunes, while she wishes to bring a creature to life for science.
Of course.
And there's also Maisie, who is another young woman who Mary forms a strong bond despite their contrasting personalities, and she helps to sort of support Mary through the course of the story. Each of these characters feel like very vivid and real, and their strengths and weaknesses are sort of explored in a very organic way, and it really feels like you're getting to know them with all their positive and negative points throughout the story, and they just develop fantastically. I really enjoy these kind of stories where it's sort of otherwise neglected minorities who get a story that focus on them rather than, you know, other facets who may have been well explored, and it sort of gets a feeling like Mary's really pointing at you and going, I am here and you can't ignore me anymore. And you get such a sense of her frustration for being overlooked despite knowing that there are people who think that she is inferior and that those people would be nowhere without her work.
Yeah, yeah, wow.
There's a line in the middle where she admonishes Clark for being incredibly condescending to her, and she says that he would have gotten nowhere without her effort, and he says that he simply hadn't taken the time to imagine a connection that she made just yet. He was like, I was too busy. And
yeah,
she's like,
right,
this is all because of me. You wouldn't have gotten this far.
Fuck. And mean, honestly.
And it's a fantastic book for anyone who sort of likes classical science fiction. It is very reminiscent of Frankenstein, but I did find this one significantly easier to read, probably because it's written now and not when Shelley wrote hers, which is, like, I love that book.
They can be difficult, though, can't they?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
But this one is, you know, the prose is beautifully smooth and the character conversations, you really get a sense for people who are talking to each other even when they're yelling at each other for being idiots. And the mad science is done in the same sort of way where it's giving you enough detail that you're sitting there going, yes, give me all the info, but it's leaving out enough that you're like, ooh, magic, creepy mad science where you don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
it still seems like a miracle when things happen and you're like, what? How did they do that? And it's, honestly, it's perfect for this type of year because it's got that moody gothic science fiction vibe for, you know, winter and gloomy days. And this is the exact...
Oh, I really want to read this now.
This is the exact kind of book that you want to read on a really gloomy, rainy day where you can ponder your own mad science.
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
Oh, God, that sounds brilliant.
It's really, really good.
Oh, my God, I can just tell how much you've loved this. It's like this book's charmed you.
It really has. I read it a while ago, and now it's finally in the shop. It came in on, I think it came in on Friday or Saturday, and I was like, I'd been writing a different review, and then I was like, no, I need to talk about this.
Oh, my God, fantastic. I'm going to ask a real embarrassing question here, though. So it's called Our Hideous Progeny.
Yes.
What does progeny mean?
I believe it means like almost like an apprentice, so someone who is up and rising, who is kind of relatively new in their field. It's almost like student. So it's, I believe, but that is just going off the top of my head.
But no, that's all right. I mean, you knew better than I. wow, thank you so much. I'm completely sold on this book.
You should
if people would like to come peruse this book, where can they find
Scorpio Books? 120 Hereford Street, which is sort of right next to Colombo Street, between Cashel Street and Hereford Street, in a little square called Five Lanes.
Cool. How's your like new section going?
The travel shop. It's really good. It's been quite busy. I believe there was an article in the paper about it, and it has been getting quite a lot of attention, which has been quite cool because you get people coming in and saying that they found us because of the article in the paper, which big warm fuzzies.
Oh, I love that. Oh, well, congratulations, and thank you so much for joining me this morning with such a cool book. And it's so fun when people like reinvent. It's interesting because people reinvent films all the time.
Yeah.
But it's far more interesting when they reinvent the book, isn't
it? Definitely. I agree.
Well, yeah, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.